The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. May you have a blessed Lent. I hope we've all made our plans for Lent, what we're going to fast from, what we're going to do to feed ourselves. So one chapter ago in this same gospel, Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father." So which is it? Do we not let your left hand know what the right hand is doing? Or do we let our light shine? The answer is both. There are three statements that are made in this passage. When you give alms, when you fast, when you pray. The assumption is that we are going to do those things. And in the church, we assume that we're going to do those things during Lent. On Ash Wednesday, we embark on Lent, which we have been thinking about, and we're thinking about how we're going to give up something, or which is fasting. We're going to probably pick up a devotional or a book. I've recommended some via the text messaging that went out to the parish, which is praying. And we should also think about how we can be more dedicated to the poor. We have a food pantry connected to us right here that we could bring in foodstuffs and put in the back, and I'll make sure that it gets there. So something that we do not stress enough in Lent is to help the poor. So doing that would be almsgiving. So we understand that almsgiving, fasting, and prayer are to be common components of our everyday devotion to God. Almsgiving reminds us that the second commandment is like the first: love your neighbor as yourself. If any of you have known the longing of stability in being poor, then you would have almsgiving high on your list of to-dos on a regular basis. Fasting reminds us that one cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. One year, I even taped that on the refrigerator, just to remind me not to cheat. In other words, fasting reminds us that we rely upon God for our life. Prayer is the constant communication with God, something that the communication age has made harder and harder. Please turn off your electronic devices at this time. Lent gives us the opportunity to refocus our lives on living more faithfully in these three areas. So I've already encouraged all of us to make our Lenten spiritual plan in a previous text, as I mentioned. I think what might may be helpful to us in understanding this passage is if we were to make one alteration to the translation. The word used in the passage is hypocrite, which we have in the view of the of our world, a hypocrite as someone who's two-faced, you know, a despicable character in our lives who has rules for thee, but none for me. Yet in Jesus' day, a hypocrite, or the word hypocrite, was a word that was used as a euphemism for an actor, like a play actor, in a play or a movie or a theater. So let's read the passage again with this change. Whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the play actors do in the synagogues, that they may be praised by men. Believe it or not, they used to actually announce that when alms were given to the poor and given in the synagogue, and for the larger amounts, they would blow the trumpet so that people would stand up and applaud the person who gave the alms. Thank you so much. Thank you. So whenever you pray, do not be like the play actors, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners. Now remember, when you pray, in Hebrew, you rock back and forth to get your whole body into the prayer. So do not, whenever you pray, do not be like the play actors, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, rocking like crazy, so that they may be seen by men. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like play actors, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they're fasting. In other words, don't be playing with God because God don't play. Don't be playing with God because God don't play and you're going to make yourself the center of attention. Don't do that. Give alms, yes. Pray, yes. Fast, yes. Just don't do these things for show. Do them with the love for God in your heart causing you to do them. Do them as an offering to the Lord. Usually we can get to that spot about God by stopping and thinking of all the things that He has given us. And paramount to every one of those is that He gave us the ability to open our eyes in the morning and to breathe. Thanks be to God, yes? Do them as an offering to the Lord. So let me clarify. If you're thinking about doing one of these things and you struggle to do them, then you are sincere. Just the thought of doing them when you would rather not because you know you should is an act of love. Just that thought is. Now, love is not an agreement. It's not a contract. That's one of the worst things that's happened in our societies is marriage and love is seen as a contract. I'm giving you what you want, you give me what I want. That's not what marriage and love is. Love is committed actions that we do for someone, even when we disagree or cannot condone how they live. Anybody who has children knows exactly what I'm talking about. It is what God does all the time. He blesses people who curse Him. One of my favorite passages is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. He makes His sun shine on the evil and the good, and He brings rain upon the righteous and the unrighteous. God doesn't benefit us only when we're good. If you are showing up here because you want to grow in your faith, you are loving God. That's an act of love, to show up here for Ash Wednesday and for Sundays. It is a good thing for us to ask, I should say. Are we play acting or are we trying to be real? It is a good check for us as we remember that we are dust and to dust we shall return. If we are real, then as we do things for the Lord, others will see them without us realizing that we're doing it and that others are watching us. They will see our example as we don't even know we are setting it. Without us even realizing it, our faith will shine before others. Then they will come to the Lord and be saved. How would you feel if you knew that your life example gave someone eternal life in heaven? Whew, that's a big thought for me. Ultimately, that's what we want. We want others to know the same love that we know from the loving God who forgives our sins as we ask. So let us commence upon Lent knowing that we are walking with Jesus as he gives his life to save us from our sins. May God bless the preaching of the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.